Everybody who has been waiting for the Australian Human Rights Commission to make its decision on the exemption application by the four major cinema chains. And last Friday, the commission announced that their application had been rejected. Here to explain about the decision, the background to it all, and what the likely implications are is Alex Varley, CEO of Media Access Australia. Welcome, Alex.
Hi there, Roberta.
Now, first of all, what were the cinemas actually proposing in their application?
Okay, this has been quite a long-running saga, and basically they were looking to move to 35 locations across the country, and I just stress that this is the major cinema chains, not the independent ones that have already been done. And for the first time, they were actually going to include audio description because their current cinemas, the 12 they currently have, don't have audio description, they just have captioning. Now, that actually came about because of some pushing by blind organisations, including a very effective campaign by Blind Citizens of Australia called It's Our Turn Now.
I remember that. So this would give more access to blind people. So why did they reject it?
Well, it was a very interesting decision by the Human Rights Commission, and probably the first time they've rejected a major sort of media access type decision like this. They haven't formally published their reasons, but looking at it, I think the major issue for them was that when you get a human rights exemption, it means that people can no longer complain if they don't have access. And in this case, we were talking about 35 cinemas around Australia. And I think the thing that's important about cinemas is that they are very geographically specific. So if you lived in a place where there wasn't an accessible cinema, it meant for the next 2.5 years you would have no option to go and complain about that and try and fix that. That's a bit, it's a different sort of scenario to, say, television, where everybody misses out on something that's not made accessible, whether it's with cinemas. Some are going to win, some are going to lose. And there was also a lot of community concern about this. They had a very large response to the whole cinema exemption. It's probably fair to say that was driven much more by people who are deaf or hearing impaired, but there was some blind support of that as well. So I think in summary, it really wasn't a good enough deal to get it across the line.
So this would appear then to be a no-win situation for blind people. So what do you think will happen from here, Alex?
Well, I agree that unfortunately the victims always in these decisions, whether they are, yes, we're going to grant an exemption or no, we're not, is it's people with disabilities, because it means someone somewhere is missing out. I don't think this is anywhere near finished yet. There's a lot of discussions going on behind the scenes about where this might go next. Of course, cinemas are still subject to complaints under the Disability Discrimination Act by people, and I know there's quite a big backlog of complaints, including a number made by blind people across the country. So they're going to have to work out something, and you know, maybe there's some bigger players who will come in and try and negotiate a settlement for it. But I think it's a watch this space.
And Alex, this really isn't only for blind people. There's a lot of people with low vision who would really benefit from having the access, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, there's already 12 independent cinemas that have started showing sporadically audio-described movies, and certainly they're popular among both blind and low-vision people. So it's a good service, and there needs to be a lot more of it.
Mm. So what can people do then?
Well, I would say keep talking to people like Blind Citizens Australia who are running campaigns. I suspect they're going to beef that up again and see what happens, but you know, keep an eye on it all.
Good. Well, thanks for talking to us today, Alex. And if you want to know, listeners, more about today's segment, you can email Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au, or you can call 02 9212 6242 for more information. That's 9212 6242. And for the latest information about audio described cinema, you can visit yourlocalcinema.com.au. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Alex Varley, CEO of Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.